AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Joe Biden on stage on the first night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more.
The president stepping aside, his vice president now running for the White House in November. Kamala Harris will not be at the DNC tonight in Chicago, proving how important the swing state of Wisconsin is. She and running mate Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee, their Wisconsin appearance to be live streamed at the convention hall. Outside the United Center in Chicago, there were protests.
Riot police moving in from two sides, squeezing the protesters out of the buffer zone. After an hour, clearing the park.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman. On the scene, four people were taken into custody. Six bodies of hostages were taken on October 7th, recovered overnight by the IDF in southern Gaza operation. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Paolo is from Maribel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Well, today is the day the Madison Common Council will decide whether to put a $22 million referendum on the ballot. Residents would vote in November, and if passed, it would raise property taxes on the average Madison home by about $20 a month. Without it, the city would have to make 5% cuts across the board, and city leaders warned that would be devastating. It would slash services, put projects on the back burner, and force layoffs. Starting in the 2025 budget, the city faces a $27 million shortfall. But alternatives are popping up, though, too. Just yesterday, Alder Marsha Rummel proposed a $29 million referendum and cutting fees. Now, of course, that's higher than the proposed $22 million, but the State Journal says it would actually be $11 cheaper per month for residents because you'd also be cutting fees. The Common Council has their special meeting tonight to vote on the referendum. Of course, we'll have full coverage for you tomorrow morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday, January 4th, the Badgers women's team against Ohio State, the men's team against Michigan State, the Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place to go and watch a baseball game, let alone a hockey game. With having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there, these are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at WaterLanternFestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table. Devil's Advocates, you gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
My lifetime. To serve as your president, I love the job, but I love my country more. I love my country more. You all just talk about how I'm angry at all those people who said I should step down. That's not true.
You know what, Jody? I did not bring enough mascara. Let me just say that right now.
I didn't
this
either.
You did. Maybe you can borrow some guyliner from J.D. Vance.
Oh, well,
go.
I mean, if he were here, yes.
Live from the DNC, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, my God. Jody, I mean, I'm a crier, but oh, my God.
A late night crier.
Yeah. Last night was just, I don't even know, I'm running out of ways to, you know, put into words. It was, I knew I was prepared that it was going to be so emotional, but yeah. it was just amazing. I mean, I'm so glad he got the outpouring of love.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he felt every second of that.
It looked like he did. He wiped the tear from his eye.
I mean, the surprise appearance by Kamala Harris, the Hillary Clinton speech was amazing. AOC, Jasmine Crockett, I mean, mm-hmm. our bench is so deep and so broad. And it goes for generations.
Yes.
They were all great.
Yes.
I mean, it's our Jamie Raskin, all of our buddies, right, that have done Sexy Liberal with us.
Yes.
Just hit it out of the park.
Yes, from the Justins to the Bidens, you know. The entire generational span.
I met a Justin yesterday.
Yes, we met.
He's hopefully going to come on the show.
Yes, we met a Justin, the one with the long hair.
Justin Jones.
Yes.
Yes, at a luncheon for my body pack for choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, I told him we just had Gloria Johnson on.
Yep.
And so hopefully he'll try to, but he was a sweetheart.
Yes.
He's 4 years old. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know if he's 4. But, that's some head of hair that young man's got.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a free lunch, so of course Chris and I went.
Yeah. And it was all Chicago food. It was like a Chicago dogs and Italian beef, and it was really good.
I ate my weight in cheese. Jody, what were your thoughts? I mean, by the way, Chris and I were not in the hall because if you understand the logistics here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So we come in at ass o'clock and there's no one here.
There's no line, which is great.
But when you leave at any point, the line is at least like a couple of hours
two
to
hours
get back
long.
In. It goes blocks and blocks and blocks.
And it has to be because, you know, for security purposes.
Yeah.
You know, there are some very important people gathered here.
Yeah.
No,
we would have been here for like 11 hours to make it to the big speeches. And also, we don't have the fancy passes, so I think you traded in for a pass that you can use for 20 minutes and then you have to get the F out.
Yep.
So anyway, we could see it better, really. And also, we just, I got to say, the guy that owns the show, he did the whole, like, all the way through Fugelsang's show at midnight. He was here yesterday from, so he'll be joining us later.
Later. Probably after the show ends.
Yeah, but poor Fugelsang was on till midnight.
Yeah, and they said he was getting giddy towards the end.
Getting?
It was giddier than our show, right?
Yeah.
Jody, what were and Sean, what did you watch? What did you,
well,
what
I,
were your
I,
thoughts?
I saw it this morning when I got up at midnight. listening to this and watching it, it was very emotional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and everybody said, like, again, you know, Hillary Clinton, not a natural speaker like an Obama or even a Kamala Harris, but amazing and so cathartic for so many of us
Absolutely.
That love her so much.
Yeah.
We're still going to die mad. Oh, I love that everyone thinks that she stole Fight Song from me.
No,
normally I like to take credit for everything.
It was
no,
a popular song.
I stole it from her because it was her song in 2016, and I Will Die Mad, and so that's why.
Right.
But I love everyone's like, that's Stephanie Miller's song. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Katrina from Katrina and the Waves thought you stole the song from her. So.
Exactly. Exactly. But it was, and I just loved, you know, how they went right at Donald Trump from Hillary Clinton to Biden on down. And Trump on cue is losing his shizzle. Yeah. How many pages, Jody, is this statement from the bassinet of the?
And that was yesterday. God only knows what he's doing this morning.
I know. Well, I was thinking this has to be driving him crazy. It was pitch perfect last night.
It was.
I mean, the most amazing, joyous celebration I've ever seen. Steve Kerr, the basketball, the Olympics, just won the Olympics, the basketball coach. Like, it just, they hit every single note.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And AOC and Jasmine Crockett.
AOC.
They were fire.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I know, rude pundits like, there's my next president.
Exactly.
But man, it just was a day. Chris and I started the day getting photobombed by a Pelosi, which could only happen at the DNC. We posted the video. We were geeking out on the California delegation sign.
Yeah.
We were like,
hey, there's a California delegation sign.
Christine Pelosi. I was like, what are you? Oh, it's American royalty.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, hi.
And she couldn't have been more awesome. And
she's coming
down
on
to
the
earth.
Show.
Yeah, she's coming on the show today.
Yeah, we have Charlie Pierce will be here live.
Yep.
We have
he's on his way.
Gloria Allred, who has been fighting for women. This is the year of the woman.
That's right.
Fighting for women's rights forever, our buddy. She will be joining us. Do I have the thing in front of me?
Who where did you put the
Don Beyer?
Don Beyer?
I don't
know. Of Virginia?
I don't know. Oh, my God. Chris and I are leaving the hotel, and he's like, okay, where are your credentials? And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I totally run that thing.
Thank God you caught that. I
okay,
go back,
where are your credentials?
I go back and get my...
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so we... That was just... stuff like that happens here, you know? We're just... You don't know who you're going to meet walking around.
Yeah.
You know...
And they're the lights again.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are like, thank you for explaining it. I thought I was having a stroke, or you and Chris were, but the billboards keep changing, and so it's a... horror film.
Yeah.
And Where's that ring light? Mommy needs her ring light.
When WCPT gets here, I will ask them if we can borrow their ring light.
I ran into Richard Chu on the street.
Yeah.
This is what DNC week is like.
Yeah.
From our WCPT affiliate.
Yep. I ran into my friend Miguel, who was waiting in line.
Right.
Miguel, we worked with since 2004 when he worked with Debbie Stabenow, when he worked with Jan Schakowsky. So, ran into him. He was waiting in line.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, every station that's ever fired me is here. So that's nice.
This is true.
A walk down memory lane for me.
KFI's over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a good talk with them, though.
Yeah. I know. You know what I realized? Gary and Shannon, who do a fantastic show over there, they were there when I was there. That's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
When I was a child star.
When you were 10?
Yeah, when you were 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, here's the other thing. So we tweeted the video. We went after the show in the morning to do our little video with our California delegation, the Christine Pelosi. And did you see some maggot they're just so bad at this. They tweeted back at me. They're like, oh, only the two of you were there. And just, Christy must have been lonely. Where's all the enthusiasm we've heard about? And I'm like, it's in the effing morning,
right.
You moron.
Yeah, nobody gets here until.
I'm like, tune in with the actual convention's on.
Yeah, the shuttle buses don't start from our hotel until 3:30. So
it's pretty obvious that it was in the morning.
Right.
That's when I tweeted it. There's no one there yet.
They're really bad at this.
Yeah, they are.
It's like the guy that's like, oh, show the small audience at Sexy Liberal. And so fortunately, we had all these like giants.
Yeah.
And then more listeners tweeted more pictures going, oh, you missed that the whole balcony was full, too.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one. Yeah, it's all AI,
yeah.
As you know.
Of course.
The shows are completely empty.
Yeah.
It's all AI.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start with processing last night. I'm glad. Jody, that first soundbite, I'm glad that Biden addressed that there's all this. I just love this sort of wholesale rejection of mainstream media and their spin and their punditry.
Right.
That's why all our friends here, like, you know, JoJo from Jers and Brooklyn Dad and everybody that's here, you know, Allison Gill, all of these great influencers, you know, because as we keep saying, kids aren't getting their news. They don't watch cable news. They're not getting, you know.
Right.
So the stuff that we get upset about, you know, they're not even paying attention to.
Right.
Anyway, but him addressing the reporting that he was mad at a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know, that I think particularly at Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he addressed that right off the top. He said, it's just not true.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a giant love fest last night.
It was.
And, you know, we were talking about, I obviously love Nancy Pelosi, you know, always have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get that a lot of us were sensitive, didn't like the way this happened, that it was public, that Joe Biden didn't deserve humiliation. He is such an amazing president and patriot. I think, you know, mostly we're talking about George Clooney, and we will handle that in Hollywood.
We'll talk about America. That in the house.
Yes, inside the house, not at the barbecue. But, you know, she's got to be the smartest political mind of our time.
Absolutely.
And she was right. And even Joe Biden has now said it was the right decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it wasn't easy for him. But, you know, I think she was interviewed yesterday and she said, well, I wanted to win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if people want to be mad at me, I guess they can. But also we were saying, I think she was very careful. She never said he needs to get out.
No.
She didn't.
You know.
She left it up to him.
She didn't Clooney him.
Right.
Right.
I mean, she always said it is his choice.
Right.
I mean, you know, clearly. But, you know, the thing is, also, Jody, clearly there was a discussion going on behind closed doors that obviously ended in how this went, particularly with Kamala, you know. So there obviously were things going on that we didn't know, you know. So, and I just was saying, nobody knows how to count votes like Nancy Pelosi.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
She outlined the reasons for him, you know, why it might be a good idea and left it up to him to make the decision.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's what I always said is let's stop with the speculation and the fantasy football. It is one person's, it is Joe Biden's decision, period. And I just, you know, everything he said last night, you know, picture at the end even of him holding his little grandson's hand and just, the whole, just that whole, I mean, Jill and the love in that family.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, would he come out to higher love and then, what was the end song when he was leaving? Was because I thought it really is. It's for him. It's all about love of family and love of country.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and you know, he said, "I love this job, but I love my country more."
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I just, you know, how I just interred my mom at Arlington, and on my dad's grave, I remember it says, you know, he served well his God, his country, and his family, and that's Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he. And anyway, so it just was an incredible explosion of just sort of gratitude and patriotism, I think, you know.
Absolutely. It got started off on the right foot.
Yeah.
On the left foot.
But,
on the correct foot.
Give me 12. This was so fantastic. I think she surprised even.
She did.
I think even, right, what do you call it? Tim Walz and her husband.
Yeah.
I don't think they, I mean, all of us were like, oh my God. Yeah, here it is.
It is so good to be with everyone this evening in this hall and everyone at home. This is going to be a great week. And I want to kick us off by celebrating our incredible President Joe Biden. be speaking later tonight. Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Amen.
Yay.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
You need your box.
Thank you, yes, Joe.
God, I, you know, and I learn even new things about her. I just saved this because, you know, when her best friends were out. Mm-hmm. So when I was in high school, I had a best friend. This was Kamala Harris speaking, but the best friends came out last night.
Right.
But she said when I was in high school, I had a best friend I learned was being molested. They talked about this, mm-hmm. too. And she said a big part of the reason I wanted to be a prosecutor was to protect people like her. And I just love the storyline of her life, that mm-hmm. that's been her journey,
her
is
ML.
Wanting to
yeah.
protect people. And, yeah. Jody, I don't, there is not maybe enough mascara for this week.
Well, we'll get you a makeup sponge and a tube of mascara.
I lost my makeup sponge in the car on the way here. Okay. All right, so we have a big show.
Yep.
Yeah, and you never know. Who did we tackle yesterday? Senator Debbie Stabenow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that has the misfortune to walk near me?
Yep, we grab them.
Yeah, so we'll see. We're, you know, in touch with Akeem Jeffries people, like
yep.
Mayor Karen Bass.
Yep.
I ran into yesterday.
That's terrific, Bass.
That was terrific, Bass. Our new best friend, Governor J.B. Pritzker, speaks tonight.
Yes. Yes, he does.
He's lovely. All right. So we have a lot to get to. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show live from the DNC, brought to you by OG Sexy Liberal Company, Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Is this a perfect sponsor for this week?
It is.
I mean, come on. We all do company business with companies. Sometimes you're like,
yeah,
a little sketch.
A little
have a choice. But your phone company's different. You can choose Credo Mobile. We're all about choice here.
Yep.
The Stephanie Miller.
Of course.
The phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. They have donated over $95 million. Donde los yikes.
Donde los yikes.
Don't know what that means.
That means give me the yikes.
Okay. They support progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. Join them. You get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Come on. CredoMobile.com. And our back-to-school, for back-to-school, Credo Mobile will give you $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo. Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them.
Aww.
Things like art supplies, technology, and diverse books.
Cool.
Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Oh, that's right. Randy Weingarten's coming on, too. She's the head of the teachers union.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just remembered that. Mm-hmm. Or call us at 877-346-0516.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have the 10 seconds?
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This coverage from the DNC brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans, AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
Yes.
Hello, live from the DNC. Here we are.
Hi.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
Charlie Pierce right over there.
Yep.
Coming up after the bottom of the hour.
Yes.
I mean, it is exciting, Jody. It is really exciting. Tonight is going to be a huge night. It's Obama's. Obama nights.
The yeah. Obamas.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like we're just going to, like, spin off into the universe because last night was already through the roof.
It was.
By the time we get to Kamala on Thursday.
It's going to be pandemonium.
I'm wearing my big gay shirt for Kamala. I'm going to go to a big gay thing with Dana Goldberg, I think, today.
You are.
She's hosting a big gay thing where Secretary Buttigieg gets an award.
All right.
Yeah. So I found the biggest gayest shirt that I have.
Get his info, lady.
Just screams homo. Pardon me?
Get Pete Buttigieg's info. So that we can book them on the show.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I believe Dana and also Allison Gill, Mueller, she wrote, our beloveds are going to be by Thursday, they told me yesterday.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot of logistical, you know. I was struck by, by the way, we walked by Wolf Blitzer yesterday.
We did. Yeah.
I did. I shook his hand. He's like, Stephanie, hi. It's just as awkward as always.
Sure. He's probably racking his brain trying to...
That filthy comedian. Okay. I need to keep walking.
He'll leave it there. He'll
Please
leave it there.
Stop touching me. Who else do we see? Oh, the teeny tiny reporter from CNN. We met him at the luncheon.
Yep.
He's this big. Ames. Elliot Ames. He's this. He's
okay.
Like the, you know, the crushing your head thing? He's actually that.
He is that big.
Person.
Yeah. We saw Manu Raju.
Manu Raju.
Nice.
Yeah, from CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Saw someone from Scripps News doing a stand-up on the floor yesterday, but I don't know who that was.
Who cares about that?
I shook Bernie Sanders' hand yesterday.
Yes, yay. Bernie Sanders
quite a large
around.
Entourage on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
And I was quite shocked he was grumpy.
He was very grumpy. He was totally Bernie Sanders.
My favorite fun fact about Bernie is that he hangs up on people without saying goodbye.
Yeah.
But when he's done talking, he just hangs up.
Yep.
It's so Bernie.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was with quite a large entourage, but I gave it the college try.
You did.
And he was nice. He smiled.
Yes.
I just said, Senator Sanders, Stephanie Miller, and he was like, hey. And anyway, then they were like, hustled him because he was going to rehearse or do something.
Right, right.
I did the spoiler alert, Jody. Did you see in my video? I knew because they were rehearsing the Hillary Clinton entrance, and I knew they were going to play Brave.
Yep.
Oh, no, I spoiled the surprise.
And then, and then they played Brave.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that song. And then she left to fight song.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is my song, and I let her have it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce live from the DNC.
What? Hey.
Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities want you to keep an eye out for a Wisconsin veteran at risk. Janesville police say Peter Clark hasn't been seen since Sunday. He's 61 years old, stands about 5'10", has gray hair and blue eyes. He was last seen Sunday wearing a gray Packers shirt with orange or tan carpenter pants. Clark drives a 2008 Honda Element with a license plate starting with the letters ATE, like 8, then the numbers 1356. If you think you've seen him, call Janesville police. The state patrol's August Law of the Month is school bus safety. Bev Lau is the terminal manager for CoBus and Bus Service in Richland Center.
Buses have two lights for warnings. We hit the ambers when we're coming up to a stop, and they flash on the top of the bus front and back. And then when we open the door, the reds start.
Every year in Wisconsin, we end up having about 600 crashes that involve school buses. Public schools in Madison start after Labor Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us at 11:06. We'll talk all things DNC and more. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
.samhsa.gov.
But I gave my best to you. For 50 years, like many of you, I've given my heart and soul to our nation. And I've been blessed a million times in return for the support of the American people.
Mm.
Hold me, Charlie Pierce. Charlie Pierce is here.
Yay, Charlie.
So I can snuggle him in person.
Are we jingling him or no?
No jingles. Hey, if Joe Biden had hired me as a speechwriter in 1975 when I applied, I might have written that thing last night.
Yes.
Not that you're bitter. Not that you've held on to that.
No, not just that, but had he written, if he hired me, he'd be building his library by now. But
yeah, that's true.
There you go.
That was quite a night.
Charlie, I mean, you and I have both been doing this a million years. Yeah. We were saying Ben Franklin was our first convention. But
yeah.
But I mean, I was having trouble putting it all into words, just the emotion last night and how fantastic all the speeches are, like, all through the generations. Hillary was great. AOC, Jasmine Crockett.
The bench strength last night was DeMont was off the charts.
Yeah.
Mallory McMorrow.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
A state senator from Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's better than anybody I heard in Milwaukee.
She was amazing. I caught her yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, who is this rising star?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And I've said this ever since I first watched her. I was lucky enough in my sports writing days to see Steffi Graf play tennis when she was like 16 or 17.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what watching AOC is like.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Massive talent that's only now coming into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a piece written, Charlie, that I think is so... You've often said this before anybody about how smart she is politically.
Oh, God, yes.
Of like Pelosi degree. Like the fact that she has navigated the whole squad Democratic establishment thing the way she has to get things done. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, not just that, but when you may recall, after 2016, there was a movement to displace Pelosi.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
I remember
she
that.
Said, you know, I'm you know, I can talk, you know, I'm behind the speaker, we're going to talk about stuff, but and then when young Joe Kennedy, who I like a lot, challenged Ed Markey in the primary at Massachusetts. She came up and campaigned for Ed Markey.
Yeah.
She's not stupid. She said, look, he's been out in front in all of my issues since, you know, I was in diapers.
Yeah.
And I think she, people appreciated, Charlie, how loyal she was to Biden.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think she handled because everybody went to her for her comment for two weeks, and she skated through, and she's a better speaker than she used to be.
And when the Kamala decision was made, that she pointed out that everyone from her to Joe Manchin was like, yep. And, you know, the fact that she said, you know, I loved her thing. She said, we're Democrats in disturbing levels of array.
I love that. And this comes so often when she speaks now that it's almost part of what you call a stump speech. When she talks about how happy she'd be going back to be a bartender, being a bartender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great line.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She said, I'd be happy to. You know, when people tell me to go back to bartending, I'd be happy to because it's good, honest work.
Yeah.
It's hard work, you know. I mean, but that's even like Kamala Harris talking about working at McDonald's. You know, Tim Walz's story. It's just, it's relatable to people. Whereas the Trump campaign, it is just so weird. And it gets weirder every day in a way that no one can relate to them.
And I want them to win. I was talking before the show, we were talking. I want them to win just so the two Walz kids will be in the White House.
Yeah.
I have a feeling there's going to be real mischief on hand.
Absolutely.
And they're giving Daddy the bunny ears while he's on television.
Yeah.
I mean, we were saying, right? The thing I forgot yesterday, I can't keep track of the things they freak out about, but
Kamala Harris saying she ate a bag of Doritos all by herself when she was so upset on election night 2016. I was like, I don't even get why that's a bad thing, right?
It's relatable.
I drank a pint of Jameson by myself on election night. I mean, I don't find any Doritos spectacular.
But, yeah, Chris treated a bag with the, Kamala Harris on the bag, and it just says Nacho President.
And I'm sure Chris went to the gym and, six hours.
This is the only 3 hours he's not in the gym.
Yeah, I worked off that upset.
But I know, it's just something so ordinary and relatable, and they just freak out. Or Tim Walz doesn't like spices. I'm like, is this really all you've got?
And this is general among the press now. Oh, it's a terrible thing. It ran late last night. You know, first of all, for half the country, it didn't.
Right.
And second of all, did you see anybody in the hall who was bored?
No.
I mean,
it was electric.
I didn't see people leaving like they do from Trump rallies. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Charlie. I think why he's not having as many rallies. A, he can't afford them. B, we're getting all these pictures and videos of empty seats and people leaving.
And also he's getting cities telling him.
Yeah,
that they don't want to be stiff for the security.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God! Speaking of your old sports writer years, Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
What a great move was that?
Yeah. It was a good move. I'm still ticked about what he did with Jason Tatum at the Olympics. But
that's a minor quibble.
He's sporting the sports. Yeah.
You know, this is a guy who was marked by politics of the most brutal kind very early in his life. His father was a teacher at the American University in Lebanon and was killed by terrorists.
I did not know that.
Was shot by terrorists, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when he played at Arizona, and I know this because I covered a couple of their games out there, the opposing fans would chant, "Where's your daddy?"
Oh,
so
wow.
He's a cool guy.
I hope no ASU students chant.
No, this was U of A. In fact, it was U of A, and it was a tournament game. I think they were playing Michigan State. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But that whole story's kind of gotten lost in everything he's done since. But,
I think he was eight or nine.
Yeah.
But I loved his whole coaching instructions to Coach Walz. Like, I wouldn't have done that. I would have still run a third. That's just me.
You're in the 3-4 too long.
And then
they left him in as like host.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
And then he quotes Steph Curry at the end, so we can finally say night night. Donald.
He didn't do the. No, I'm very disappointed.
I'm curious, though. I was looking at the CNN breaking down the numbers. Harry Enten tweeted, "Women voters are fueling Kamala Harris's surge. She's doing 7 points better among them than Biden did. Meanwhile, no movement among men voters nationally. This pattern holds in the key swing states, too. If those New York Times polls are right, we could be looking at a historic gender gap." Did the Steve Kerr's help with that? I hope just common decency helps with that.
I think that's it. I think the fact that J.D. Vance won't shut up helps with that. He's going to go down as a historic mistake.
Worse. Palin.
It's worse than Palin. Because after a while, they just sent Palin out to audiences they knew would be,
Right.
And she would do her little maniac act, and they would be happy, but Vance is going out of his way. Who picks a fight with Irish immigrants in 2024?
Did you say Trump said he didn't think Biden would quit because he's Irish? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just the one group he hadn't smeared yet.
Probably thinks he'd be too drunk to quit.
Yeah.
He'd forget.
No. We were talking about. I mean, just are we at the height of weird? People are carrying around little cups of what appears to be J.D. Vance's.
Oh God, I'm
man battle. I don't even get the joke.
I am so hoping this is a hoax.
It says J.D. Vance family plan or something.
It could be a hoax. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they. Passed out vials of my dad's, on the other hand,
maybe J.D.'s keeping office hours up in his suite every day and, contributing the cause. Whoa. Is that an in-kind contribution?
I was picturing vials of Goldwater Miller, and I can't.
No.
I can't. Although, seeing pictures of me, who would want that genetic material?
So. Oh!
Wolfchild material.
Wolfchild, exactly. So this was...
Two eyebrows now, you're fine.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've discovered tweezers.
Yeah. Flamethrowers.
Laser hair removal.
Let's talk to Kate in Milwaukee. Is she still there? Like, get everybody else's reaction to last night.
Yes, she is. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, everybody. I am so, so sad we missed the Chicago show, but it sounds like it was amazing. And
It was.
You didn't miss it. Pay-per-view, $20, sexyliberal.com.
I'm going to try.
No.
Yeah, but, literally, I'm going to try, but I'm headed right now back to the hospital to get back to Scott, but everybody was so great. Super shout-out to all the Steph heads.
Kate, I have to say that was the best excuse ever for missing a sexy liberal. You bought tickets, you drove here, and then that morning you woke up and they found a kidney for your husband. That is an acceptable excuse.
Yes. That is acceptable.
it's another Stepped miracle.
Yes, that's right.
There you go.
See, the sexy liberal show does perform miracles.
See?
I was laughing so hard, and then I run over to Francis. I'm like, Francis, I have this stuff for everybody. Can you just give it to him, please? I'm sorry. It's like 6:45 in the morning. She's dead asleep. I'm like, I don't have anybody else's room number. So she was
give your hubby a kiss for us, and we'll see you at the next one. We love you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And have a great time in Chicago. Check out the Billy Goat. Actually, Chris, you should check out the Billy Goat because it's cheeseburger.
Yeah, we were there drinking all day yesterday.
Right.
I was proud to have once bought Mike Royko a drink in the Billy Goat.
That is cool.
I was telling
him. I didn't go near him because he looked like the grumpiest man who ever lived.
Sure.
But he was at the end of the bar, and I bought him a drink.
Well, he was the grumpiest man that ever lived.
I was telling Chris my whole people I used to work with here at WCKG back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
They all, right after the show ended at 9 a.m., would go to the Billy Goat all day and drink. Because radio, most people are alcoholics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yes.
But that's what I know of the Billy Goat.
That's like morning drive happy hour, though.
It is.
The end of
it really is. Morning show people know where the nearest all hours bar is.
Yeah, they go drink all day, then have their cheeseburger, pass out, and get up the next day, do it all over again.
Right.
Exactly.
The guys who worked in the print shop at the Boston Herald when I was there used to do that. They used to get off at like 5 in the morning and walk down to J.J. Foley's, which was open all night.
Yeah.
I'd get to work in the morning and they'd just be going back to their cars to go home. And I stayed off the road for the next 6 hours because.
All right. So this is, I guess, I don't know, Sean, if you have the music, this would be a statement from the bassinet of the 45th.
All right. I was hoping.
Because, Charlie, you can, being a noted journalist, you can confirm Trump's claims he will stop violent crime in America.
Okay.
Just like Greg Abbott has stopped all rape in Texas, as we know.
Yeah. I mean, doy.
In all caps rant. Against the war zone of Chicago. Chris and I have found it quite lovely. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I must have missed the war zone. He said, this is all caps. Wow, we are in caps lock, Jody.
Wow, okay. You're right.
Crime in America is out of control. I'm going to make it along with the economy, inflation, strong borders, and energy dominance. My top priority, the Democrats are holding the convention in Chicago in order to showcase it. And yet 117 people were shot. It's a war zone. Meh. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I can't even get through. I will bring crime in America down to a tiny fraction of what it is today. Mothers will no longer be losing their children because weak liberal politicians will be, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. All right.
He's going to bring crime down by not committing any for
Oh, yes. Let's hope so.
Just by him going to jail.
Oh, yes. Prison prevents crime.
Well, speaking of prevention, happy 80th birthday to Smokey the Bear.
Happy
80th birthday!
Only you can prevent forest fire.
And a story about a bear.
I'm glad he got famous before Bobby Kennedy came along.
Yes.
Never tell.
Yeah. Because then we'd never see him again.
No, I mean he was the first, environmental avatar most of us have.
Yes, that's right.
Back when it was called ecology.
Yeah.
But
exactly. Let's go to Karen in Chicago real quick. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. Hi, Charlie.
Karen, where are you right now?
Where am I right now? I am over by Oak Park.
The only thing you can't do there is park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh my gosh. Where to begin? It was all amazing. Everything, as you said, pitch perfect. And I can't even imagine how they're going to top themselves in the days to follow, because it was just everything was on point. The videos going after Trump, the Project 2025 story time. It's everything. And oh my God, Stephanie, ugly crying with Hillary. I am.
Oh,
oh my God.
Just,
Oh my God. And I love that she just let lock him up go on.
Well, yeah.
She just smiled.
Yeah, I was gonna say, she gave out what the living definition of an S eating grin. Yeah. If you ever wondered what your parents were thinking when they said that, that's what it was.
Wait, give us a little bit of hang on. Where was this one? The blah blah blah. Oh yes, four I loved. Hillary Clinton last night.
It is no surprise, is it, that he is lying about Kamala's record? He's mocking her name and her laugh. Sounds familiar. But we have him on the run now.
Yeah. Such as it is. I mean, I can't imagine him running, but
it'd be very slow.
Yeah.
It's not hard to catch her.
She looked good last night, I thought.
She looked amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's just the whole thing. It's hard. You forget. There were so many things happening. You forgot. And now we have Obamas tonight. I mean, it's like Karen just said, like, how do you keep topping it?
Who else besides the Obamas?
It's on your...
Oh, really? Yeah. The sheet that's... I mean,
the sheet that's missing?
Away?
Oh, yes. Boy.
All right. Well,
okay. Well, you know.
Forget it.
Okay. Thanks for asking, Charlie.
There it is.
Got it. Here we are.
Okay.
Chuck Schumer.
Yes. President Obama.
Pritzker. That would be fun.
Yep. Yeah, that's our new best friend, Governor Pritzker.
I hear he was a wonder.
He was fantastic.
At Sexy Liberal.
He was fantastic. Doug Emhoff, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to start getting a wide angle lens for your panels, by the way.
I know.
Not because he's heavy, but because there are so many people on the panel.
I know. We are very, very honored, aren't we, Chris? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry I missed the comedy stylings of Dr. Doom in New York.
Yes.
He said that. You don't see that one coming. You don't see that coming. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by not just fantastic rosé, celebratory DNC.
DNC rosé.
From our friends at Chateau August. Grand rosé. Oh, my God, Chris and Jody and I all love it.
Yep.
And we didn't think we were rosé people.
I'm not a wine person and I love
it. Yeah, apparently I'm more fluid than I thought I was.
Yeah.
I thought I was a, Chardonnay girl up and down.
Nope.
Man. Yeah. It's this rosé, it's that pale pink color. The bottle's beautiful. Comes directly from Bordeaux.
Yes.
It is, I'm telling you, it is like, je ne sais quoi in a bottle. It is a au revoir ennui kind of wine. That's what I'm saying.
We're exhausting.
Stop looking at me like that.
We're exhausting your French a bit.
Yeah.
Damien, the winemaker, plays music to his vines. That's why it is so delicious. It's won every award at the Paris Wine Cup. I mean, on and on. Organically grown, hand-picked grapes. No colorings or artificial colorings or flavors. You can taste it. It's such delicious wine.
Yep.
We're going to get into the reds probably in the fall, but this is such a great summer wine. Right now, my SiriusXM listeners get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. Six bottles for only $98 and free delivery for us amazing French wine. The promo code is Stephanie. 50% off. Use the promo code Stephanie at vs.wine. Type in Stephanie and get your Grand Rosé today.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security. With SimpliSafe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? You are not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything's still ridiculously expensive. We're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics, right? Like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They are helping hardworking Americans like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get better in a better financial position. They're salary-based mortgage consultants. They're saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting, not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. Call 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. Sorry.
4090, yes.
Yes. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. All right. We are back live from the DNC with Charlie Pierce.
Yeah, it's not quite live around here. Most people
right.
are still sleeping it off.
Yeah.
But.
Can I just say, compared to our yesterday morning's guest of a tumbleweed, you are much, much better. People don't get there is nobody here yet.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's a lot of people here. They just all have guns.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, notice. By the way, you very inappropriately were talking about how hot the Secret Service men are.
They are hot.
And Charlie pointed out the women. I'm like, yeah. They could frisk me.
There you go.
I may try to close Trump.
I may try to get under the Kevlar.
I'm going to try and snag one of these Secret Service guys. They're always smiling and nodding at me.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Hi.
Oh, Charlie, you scamp.
Not me.
Getting under the Kevlar.
No. Okay. Yeah, I did say that.
Yep.
I don't think they'd appreciate that.
Well, we'll see in a couple of minutes if a bullet comes through the back out here and I'm mysteriously dead.
Yeah.
We were saying how creepy Big Brother it is that, you know, our credentials have all are scanned. So you just walk as you're like 10 feet away. They're like, oh, good morning, Miss Miller. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
That, yeah.
They check your picture and then say, oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
the
that,
ugly.
Yep.
That's the ugly one. Yeah.
No. Charlie, do you want to stick around? Or?
I would love to stick around.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Yay. 58 minutes after the hour. Charlie, look, check it out.
Charlie Pierce is with us right here.
I mean, we don't get to cuddle with Charlie Pierce.
No, not that often.
Only that one time when I came out to California.
That's right. I wasn't even there for that. So this is the first time I've met you in person.
Right. It was the Trav man was there.
Yes.
Keep trying to cuddle you on Zoom, and it's just not it.
Not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. All right, we roll along live from the DNC. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.